It is the Friday show on Monday. I've got games that get played on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Anyway, I am joined by Chris Barber, whose beloved Chelsea don't play a proper game of football. They're in the semi-final, though, of the esteemed Club World Cup. We enjoyed winning that a couple of years ago. Paddy Fitzsimons and Cam Rimmer to talk about the games that are to come. We've got loads and loads of calls. We've got Bradley on Watford. We've got Alex on Newcastle. Gary on Everton. And Natasha Henry chatting about Arsenal. It's very, very thorough, this. But we will start off with Burnley versus Manchester United. And Burnley need to show something, Cam, at some sort of point here. It's still only one win all season, which is scandalous, frankly. And we can talk about the games that haven't been played and all of that, but they've just come off the back of a six-pointer against Watford at the weekend. Now, they didn't lose that game, but you've got to start winning if you're Burnley. You know, they've lost the fewest in the bottom half. They are difficult to beat, they're difficult to play against, but they're not that difficult to play against, and my God, they've got to start turning some draws into wins.
Yeah, like all the qualities that you've always associated Burnley with, like as you're saying, like tough to beat, tough to break down and stuff, like year by year it's just got more and more weaker, hasn't it? And it's just like this kind of overstaying the welcome. And I know they've got like all of them games in hand and stuff like on the rivals, but yeah, they need to start winning and they need to win quickly, don't they? And I think at United at home, like the atmosphere is going to be, it'll be good, won't it? But I think as the weeks go by and if they don't pick up any more wins, then I think they'll be done for.
The only win of the season is at home to Brentford, Chris. They've lost 3-1 away at Manchester United, but they've got creditable away draws against Chelsea, against Arsenal, against Wolves, against Leicester, against Southampton. This is a team that's drawn a hell of a lot of games. It's this, just this inability really to be, I think it's more, it's not even whether or not they're attacking or not attacking, they're just not creative, and that's what's doing them in.
Yeah, they've sort of slid down the Stoke City highway of arriving, having a style, that doing okay. Didn't they got a fair play award one year, didn't they? Because they got some mad little award, which got them a bit of European football. And the only thing they've not done is sort of try and change how they play, which ironically, your Stoke Cities and those sort of teams that do try and twist because they feel like just coming eighth every season or that, you know what I mean? Just a top half finish being huge and being hard to beat at home and enjoying a bit of needle. They got sort of bored of that, but all they've not done is change manager. But ironically, when those teams do change, they try and get too creative and they do bring in some players that maybe aren't in it for the long haul, aren't gonna dig in the same way that the players we've had before had. But they just sort of, they got some quite good players this season. It feels almost like, I mean, personally I am over Burnley and Dyche and stuff, but actually, to be fair to them, this season I've enjoyed performances of a few individuals more than I have in other years, and it's just been, you know, down to the trenches, and it's just been sort of like almost ironic that they're in the top flight.
Well,